This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Coach Talk. I am your host, Coach E. Thank you so much for joining us for this week's episode. Look, you know, I know it's been a while since we've kind of gathered together to kind of talk business and finance, right? I was so diligently working on different events. I want to first give a shout out to everyone that came out and participated in our Juneteenth event. Thank you so much. Yes, it was a phenomenal success. We learned so much. We met so many great people. Make sure you check on the website. We'll be eventually getting picks up. We've been behind time because we've been just hosting events and just doing different things. If you want to stay in the know of what I am doing, Coach E, make sure you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and also on LinkedIn. On Facebook and Instagram, it is Everything New Coaching. Again, that is Everything New Coaching. On LinkedIn, it is also Everything New Coaching. As the company as well. We do have an upcoming event this Saturday in Petersburg, Virginia. I have partnered with Mr. AJ Jones, and we're going to be helping people start their non-emergency medical transportation business. For more information, you can go to the Everything New Coaching .com website to get more information. We have quite a few other things coming up. Ladies, my lady entrepreneurs and small business owners, we have an OLBA meet and greet coming up next month. So if you've missed them in the past, you have missed a treat. We've been able to meet some phenomenal women. We've been able to talk about our businesses. And, you know, we have been able just to share and grow with one another. So our next one is coming up on October the 18th. Again, that's October the 18th. Make sure you go to the Everything New Coaching.com website to check that out. You can also look at Harp Sale Media LLC.com on the events page, and you'll find it there as well. So we just know that we have a lot of events that are coming up, and so we want you to be a part of them. Look, I done got all of that out of the way. And again, I am Coach E, and you are tuning in to Coach Talk. And this is the destination, the premier destination for business and finance tips. Look, one of the main reasons why I do what I do is because I want to help people stay in business beyond 5 years, right? Statistics show that most businesses fail within the first year, and another great amount of them fail within the 5 years, and the majority that did not fail in the first 5 years fail within 10 years. And I know I'm saying it like that without giving you numbers, but trust me, I know the numbers. And they are huge. And if you are a minority, they're even bigger, right? So my job is to close the gap and so that we can get beyond the first, you know, beyond 5 and 10 years. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because there's a hot button topic that I want to talk about on today. You know, we hear it often, right? You turn on social media, you turn on the TV, you turn on the radio, you might be talking to your friends, your family, and everybody is talking about this generational wealth thing, right? And look, I want to today break that down because I think we have really got a misunderstanding of what generational wealth is. Okay? We have developed a mindset that generational wealth is all about having a bunch of money that we're leaving behind. Generational wealth is so much more than that. It is so much more than that. The best example, and I love my business colleague, Miss Tiffany Joy Green. Shout out to her, because we had this conversation and she brought up the Kennedys, and they are such a great example of generational wealth. Why are we here? Because we need to talk about this thing. We need to stop jumping on the bandwagon, and because the everybody is saying this, that we're saying this, and we're not really doing our due diligence to get an understanding. So, what is generational wealth? Generational wealth is more than me passing money down, more than me passing a business down. It's me passing down knowledge. It's me passing down wisdom. It's me passing down a culture of living. And the financial piece of that ensures that I can live within that culture of living. So let's kind of break that down. When my grandmother passed away, there was no inheritance for, you know, no financial inheritance that I received. But I would tell people that she left me the most valuable thing. And that was, she taught me about Christ. So as a little girl, I developed a relationship with Christ. This is part of my culture. So walk with me. So because I didn't necessarily inherit money, it did not mean that I didn't inherit a way of living, which there is plenty of wealth inside of Christ. Okay, I'm not making this a church show, so walk with me, okay? So, for me as a mom and as a grandmother and as an entrepreneur and a small business owner, I instill in my kids, look what I'm doing. I'm passing Christ to them. In my house, they learned how to pray. In my house, they learned about who he was. In my house, they developed a relationship with him. But now also in my house, they saw mommy create businesses. Okay? Mom created businesses. So I taught them business acumen. I taught them financial acumen. Okay? And it was a lifestyle that came along with that. I'm going somewhere with this, y'all. So let's look at the Kennedys. What kind of lifestyle did they live? I want you to take a moment to think about that, because we talk about generational wealth only from a money standpoint. But if I don't know what to do with that money, if that money stops with the next generation, then it's not generational wealth. It's generational wealth is so much more than this. I have to be passing down a way of living. So for me, I'm passing my kids not just money. I'm passing them spiritual growth and relationship. I'm passing them businesses. I'm passing them core values. I'm giving them a lifestyle. That's what I'm passing on. And that's what we have to understand, because money is really just a means of exchange. So when we think of generational wealth, whatever it is that they are to acquire and to do, right, they should not be having to start from the very beginning like you did. I know some people feel like that. I struggle. My kids are going to struggle. Hey, yo, that's your thing. For me, I don't want my kids. I think that's selfish. And that's my opinion. to make them suffer through things that I suffered through. Every generation should get better, not wax worse, right? So for me and my kids, they should never have to worry about if they have employment because their company's established. They should never have to worry about what they're going to eat and where they're going to live. Why? Because there are financial things established. They should never have to worry about their identity. They should never have to worry about how to build family, how to build community. Why? Because these are things that have been established. Wealth is more than just money. And so because we sit from a mindset that wealth is only money, then we miss it all. We sit here, we spend a lifetime chasing after something that is only used for exchange. I really want us to sit there for a moment. Think about how many people you have heard of, or maybe even have met, that have had a lot of money but miserable as all get out. You can have all of the money in the world and still be empty and lonely. I've known of people having a whole bunch of money and awesome credit and not knowing what to do with it. They were scared to even move and do anything with it. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to say it through the end of our session today here on Coach Talk. Money is only a means of exchange. What are you exchanging it for? It was created, the currency that we use, currency means always moving, was created to be a tool of fair bartering, of exchange. So what happens is we are killing ourselves, building stuff so that we can get something for exchange. But what are you exchanging it for? What are you building? What are you building? Because I can have a bunch of money that I need to use for exchange, but I have poor assets. I'm not going anywhere with my assets. All I do is go and buy depreciating assets. All I'm doing is always traveling. I'm not doing anything that is going to last. It's nothing wrong with buying a car. It's nothing wrong with taking trips. But it's about how do you do these things. You know, I remember there was a gentleman, very wealthy gentleman. He, when I was doing loans, he told me, he said, I would never buy a brand new car. I'm looking at this man because this man had a lot of money. And I'm looking at him like, sir, what do you mean you would never buy a brand new car? He said, because as soon as you drive it off, you lose so much value. See, cars are depreciating assets. That's why you can depreciate them on your taxes. If you didn't know that, if you're a business owner and you have a car that you use for business, you may be able to depreciate that asset on your taxes as a benefit to you. So this gentleman said, I just don't buy brand new cars because it's just a waste of money. So since we're going to talk about generational wealth, what are you doing to build a generation that's wealthy, mentally wealthy, spiritually wealthy, emotionally wealthy, financially wealthy? What are you doing to create that type of wealth? And then how are you protecting that? And ensuring that it's going to move, like you said, from generation to generation to generation. Because I'm going to tell you right now, $1 million ain't going to pass five generations. It's just not going to do it. You're going to need some tools and systems in place so that that $1 million is constantly turning over and turning over and turning over and turning over. So that's some knowledge that you got to get, right? And that same knowledge that you get in order to keep that $1 million rolling, you're going to have to pass that to the next generation. And they're going to have to get it. And they're going to have to know how to apply it. And it's going to have to keep going. So it can't be you know everything and then it stops. Sometimes we especially when we have issues with who we are, we like to be the smartest ones in the room. Because we got self-esteem and confidence and value issues, I got to be the one that knows it all. Well, if you're going to build generational wealth and do it the right way, then you are going to have to make sure that others in your family, your children, your grandchildren are going to be well aware of everything that you know and how to execute it. You know, it's sad because a lot of, especially in minority communities, we build all of these businesses and our children don't even want them. They don't see the value in our businesses, which means that we are not educating our children enough to get an understanding. I tell my kids all the time, you ain't got to run my business, but I'm going to make sure my business is still paying you. You can take my money, you can take the money that you get from my business when I'm gone away, and you can apply that to whatever. Whether you want to buy some more land, buy some more houses, you start another business, whatever. And maybe you decide that you want to run that business. That's fine too. Maybe it's not for another five generations down that they come in and run that business. But that business will be sustaining and will be right there. So we got to learn how to teach and not just teach about, you know, here's another one of my things. We're just going to address my pet peeves today, okay? Because, you know, everybody talks about financial literacy. I'm teaching financial literacy. Everybody needs to be financial literate. I want to help you understand something real quick. Financial literacy is not knowing how to have good credit and balancing your checkbook. That is not financial literacy. Financial literacy is literally knowing how to make good financial decisions. You have to know how to make good financial decisions. And how do you know how to make good financial decisions? The first thing is you got to deal with you. This is a different kind of Coach Talk episode, but I feel the need because, you know, we're ending the third quarter, about to go into the fourth quarter. And, you know, some of us are missing the mark on what we wanted to accomplish for 2025. And that's okay, because I'm going to make sure that you are in position for 2026. That you're going to end 2025 out in a whole different headspace so that you can see better results in 2026. I know you may be saying, Coach E, I've been saying that for years, and it seemed like I get right back here. Good, good, good. Pay attention. Because a lot of times it's us that keeps us from getting to where we need to go. So I always tell my clients that I can teach a dummy how to balance a checkbook and how to get good credit. I can teach a dummy how to do that. Give me a monkey. I can teach a monkey how to do that. Whatever, a doggy, a bird, whatever. I can teach it. That's not the problem. The problem is, how do you stay with good credit? How do you stay building assets? Because it's a knowledge-based thing. But here's another thing. If you are so emotionally messed up, you are going to always mess up everything you go to touch anyway, because it's based on how you're feeling in that moment. And some people say, well, I don't be touching nothing while I'm emotional. When you talk about I don't like somebody, you're in your emotion. Liking something or someone is an emotion. Every decision we make should be based on wisdom. I have a bunch of knowledge. Wisdom tells me how to apply the knowledge that I have. So if you don't have knowledge, you go get the knowledge. And then after you get the knowledge, you go get the wisdom. And the wisdom comes, you know, you that's something that you can't just go read a book to figure it out. That's something that has to be imparted in you. But you got to get knowledge. So financial literacy is more than did I know how to start a business. It's more than I know how to have good credit. I know how to balance a checkbook. It's about, do I know how to make positive and healthy financial decisions? Do I know how to do that? Because part of generational wealth building is I have to know how to make those decisions. And then I have to pass that wisdom on. I got to pass the wisdom on. And so when we talk about I'm building my business, I'm building my business. Yeah, I'm giving y'all all of that. I'm giving y'all all of that right there. I'm building my business so I can, so that my children and my children's children and my children's children's children are going to be good. Have you sat down with a financial planner or advisor? Have you talked to your attorney? What about your accountant? These are all key people to help you to establish your wealth and to protect it and make sure it's growing. Have you talked to these people yet? Because we out here on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all of these places, getting advice from people that don't that went to AI, getting some information, and they coming back, and a lot of that stuff is not even accurate. It's not even accurate. So you're doing half of the stuff, or you're putting stuff together incorrectly. And a lot of times that's what happens when we build businesses. We want to, for example, we just want to build that bakery. I want a bake shop. Oh my gosh, I am so gifted and anointed to have a bake shop. Yes. But I have no idea how to set the foundation of the business and how to grow it. I think that marketing is an unnecessary expense. Because I don't want to put a whole lot in marketing. I prefer to put all my money in my ingredients to have my bake shop. I want to bootstrap this because I don't have no 401k. My credit is jacked. And so I'm going to have to support my business by the sales that I make. But as soon as I make the sale, 90% of that money goes back into my pocket and I'm trying to justify it. But my business ain't really growing or going anywhere. And no, I don't need no coach because I can't afford no coach. I mean, I'm barely staying afloat now. This is kind of some of our mentalities. Or I'm going to get a coach, or I'm going to get a consultant to work with me. Yeah, I'm they're going to be in books and social media. That's it. I ain't going to pay them for nothing. You know, that's kind of where I'm going to be at. There are people that went ahead of you that took the hits. There are people that you are surrounded with that get divine downloads. There are people that you are surrounded with that have been assigned to help push you to the next place. We don't know it all. You know, that's one of the things that perfection spirit, that that pride, I don't need to ask, you know, because I know what I know that I know. All I gotta do is go and bake these cakes and these cookies and sell them, and I'm doing it. But yet your business is still in the same spot. It's still in the same spot. So what I'm saying to you today is that talking about generational wealth is great, But in order for you to really build generational wealth, you got to start getting the knowledge. And then once you get the knowledge of how to make sound financial decisions, and when you start developing your core values and the lifestyle that you want the generations to have in order for the monies that's passing down to make sense, you got to take some time with self. Because see, when you think of the Kennedys, you think of they were wealthy, but they lived a certain lifestyle. They had certain moral codes. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. It ain't about I generated $1 million, I generated $5 million, and I'm gonna send it, my kids are gonna be good. And then by the time it gets to your grandkids or your great grands, ain't no more money. So at least you got it down one or two generations, praise God. But if you're talking about really getting that to stay the course, you got to do more than just, I'm out here killing myself to make this to get the bag. You got to do more than that. You got to educate. You got to learn. In order to educate, you got to learn yourself. Then once you learn, then you can educate. And as you're educating, y'all still learning and y'all still growing, and you're consulting with people that know a little bit more than you. It can help you to grow and protect what you're doing. It's so key. It's so key. It's so key. You know, we talk about a lot of times, you know, we get into talking about trust. I'm gonna put my business in a trust, and I'm, you know, and it's wonderful because there is a lot of great information on the internet. Don't get me wrong, there are some great people that are on social media that is giving you truth. Okay. I want to say I am one of those too, right? But there are also people that have not just sat in your shoes, but they have gained a master's or doctorate in the things. They're certified, they're licensed in certain areas, and that's all that they practice, right? For example, I went into the bank regarding my account. I needed to shift some names and stuff on my account. And my banker asked me, she said, what do you do? You're a business coach. I said, I am. I work with startups. My goal is to help them to make it past their five-year mark. I hold their hand. I teach them. I help them. But I also help businesses that are stuck to actually reignite so they can go back into profit mode. I said, but see, what I tell people, and, you know, in the coaching world, they say, oh, gosh, that you can't be everything to everybody. And I get it. But listen to where I'm going with this. I said to her, I said, but I don't want people to come to me as if I am. I want people to look at me as their primary doctor. You go to your primary doctor. When you go to them, they make sure you stay healthy. They know a lot of stuff, but that their main thing is to keep you healthy. Make sure you're on track, you're moving forward, and they keep you, their job is to keep you from getting sick. They're there to answer questions. They keep you together. But just in case something happens, maybe to your heart, they'll send you to a heart specialist. That specialist will work on you along with your primary care physician. And then you get over whatever was going on with your heart, and then you're back to your primary care, who again is walking you through, and they're making sure you stay healthy and, you know, all is well, and they're alert for you, right? That's kind of how I am as your startup coach, your business startup coach, right? I'm going to make sure you get started. I'm gonna make sure you stay on top. I'm gonna make sure you're growing, you're moving forward, everything is great. But then I have a team of people. I have people that specialize in certain things. so that when we get to certain spots, okay, you know what? We need to really dig out marketing campaigns, right? Okay, I'm going to give you over here where this person is going to go even deeper into your campaign. They're going to go even deeper into your customer experience. They're going to go deeper, right? And then when you finish, then you're coming back to me, because me and that person, we're working side by side together, getting you where you need to go. Why am I saying this? You need a team. If you're gonna do everything that you said that you want to do, you want to build generational wealth, you want to have businesses, you want to have all of these things, you're going to need a team. You're going to need a team. You're going to need people around you. See, it's not about you being the smartest one in the room. It's about making sure you have the smartest people in the room surrounding you so that y'all are the smartest group in the room. I want to say that again. Some of the most wealthiest people were not the most smartest people, but they had some of the most brilliant people surrounding them. They weren't the smartest people, but they had the most brilliant people surrounding them that specialized in certain things. So if you're saying to me today, Coach E, I've been at this thing for years and I am at a place of give out. Who do you have surrounded around you? Are you still the smartest person in that circle? Because if you are, you need to get out and go network. You need to meet some new people. And you need to be okay with not being the smartest person in the room. Because that means now you're at a place of learning. You're in the right place. Because it's not, you don't need to know everything. You don't need to know everything. You don't need to know everything. Some of us want to know everything because, you know, we have issues that either we talk about or we don't talk about, whether we acknowledge or don't acknowledge. We bring those issues to the table because we're trying to know everything. It's okay not to know everything. Perfectly okay. But you want to have a strong team with you that you can pick up that phone and call and say, hey, I got da 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 going on. What are your thoughts? Do you know how to handle this? Or pick up the other phone. Da, 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 da. Hey, this is happening. How do you maneuver through that? And you may say, well, Coach E, I don't have any currency to exchange. Years ago, I met a young lady and she taught about bartering. She said, there's going to come a time that we're all going to have to barter. And when you're building a business, you're building a business to turn profit, to make a profit. But sometimes you're going to have to barter some things because there's something you need from a person, something that person needs from you. So why not be a benefit to one another so both of you can become profitable? And instead of always bartering, now y'all can start paying one another for services. It's about us coming from a selfish place and getting our heads into a profitable place. Again, we're talking about generational wealth here. Because we're not just building for our family. We're helping other families build too. Got to come out of these selfish places, these places. We got to mature. We got to come out of it. Because in order for us to be able to pass anything down, we got to learn it. We got to know how to apply it. And then we got to be able to teach it. So that's what I wanted to talk about today with everybody, was generational wealth. And, you know, we got into a little bit of financial literacy there, you know. So, you know, I really hope that our conversation, this coach talk today, this business and finance coach talk today with you guys from Coach E, has been beneficial for you. Take time and just reflect over this thing, because we don't want to get caught in the hoopla of I'm chasing the bag, right? Put the bag down. Stop chasing a bag. Anything you chase is always getting away from you anyhow. Stop. You should be so in your element that what you were chasing turns around and chase you. Sit with it. It'll come to you. Because what is happening is we are killing ourselves out here, chasing stuff. When really, when we operate in, when we have knowledge and wisdom, we spot opportunity, and opportunities come to us. They come to us. I can't tell you how many times, and I'm wrapping up here, but how many times I needed certain things to happen and an opportunity presented itself. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And it wasn't an opportunity where it was only beneficial for me. It was an opportunity that was a win-win for the other person and for me. So what I'm saying to you today is get the knowledge, and then get the wisdom to apply what you know, so that you can teach it and it can replicate itself from generation to generation. Because see, the core beliefs that you have is what's going to sustain the generations. It's going to be what develops discipline and character and all of these things that are going to be necessary for the wealth to continue to pass. It's a whole lifestyle, people. It's a whole lifestyle. So if you're trying to pass money without the other stuff, you got to be real intentional. Real intentional. Got to be real intentional in order to build generational wealth. So who are some of the key people you need to go find? Need to get you a financial advisor or planner. Okay? You need to go get yourself an attorney. If you go to ericaharper.legalshieldassociate.com, there's some prepaid legal opportunities there that will help protect your family and your business, but you can also get legal counsel, and that's what you need. It's more affordable than paying hundreds of dollars for an issue. Go check it out. So you want an accountant as well. Somebody that shows you how to keep your money, keep more of your money in your pocket so that you can continue to build wealth. These are some key things, and I pray that each one of you have learned something and have identified what you need in order to move forward. You may even be saying, hey, Coach E, look, I need to sit down with somebody and really talk this thing out. That is perfectly fine. you can email me at coachtalksshow@gmail.com. That's coachtalksshow@gmail.com. Or you may email me at info@everythingnewcoaching.com. So either one of those emails, info@everythingnewcoaching.com. Either one of those emails will come straight to me. And I do give free consultations so we can sit down, we can break some things down and talk and decide where do we go from here. You don't have to do this alone. You do not. And building generational wealth, you need a team. And you need to know what you need to get all the info you can get. Now, I think I heard you need to know. And then you need to know how to apply it. So I am Coach E, and you've been tuning into Coach Talk. Look, I applaud each one of you who has started a business, who has been really diligently working at increasing your assets. Yay! Whoop, 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 whoop. Yes, I am celebrating you. Now, before we end the show today, I want to kind of do a recap of some of the events that we have coming up. On this Saturday, September the 20th, from 10 to 2, we'll be in Petersburg. I have partnered with a gentleman. His name is AJ Jones, and we are teaching people how to open up a non-emergency transportation business. A non-emergency transportation business. You definitely, if that is something that you have been considering, you definitely want to go to, our website and check us out at everythingnewcoaching.com. Again, everythingnewcoaching.com. And also on October the 18th, ladies, we have OLBA happening here in the Richmond, Virginia area, where women entrepreneurs, business owners, leaders come on out to our meet and greet. Again, you want to go to the Everything New Coaching coaching.com website, and you'll be able to find the information coming up with that. And again, we had a phenomenal time this past Juneteenth. And get ready, because in 2026, we will be doing it again. That's right. We will be doing it again. Again, and I don't want you to miss it. So please make sure that you are, if you're not following us on Facebook at Everything New Coaching, please definitely go to Facebook and like and follow. If you haven't done that on Instagram, you can do it there too. But you definitely want to make sure you are staying up to date with what is going on. So I am Coach E. You have been listening to Coach Talk, your premier destination for business and finance tips. And we will chat on next week. You all go on and be blessed.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.